An ideal job to me looks like something that will help me make a difference in my community, something that will help me give back to my community, and hopefully something that can also pay the bills.
A good job also offers respect, recognition, and lets you live in feeling that what you did mattered. Why? Because we spend a third of our lives working. That time should build us, not break us.
A good job goes beyond just a paycheck. It's about purpose, dignity, and growth. It's the role that allows you to use your skill meaningfully, challenges you to do better, and give you a sense of contribution.
Hello and welcome to People First, the podcast from the World Bank that brings you stories and voices from Western and Central Africa. I'm your host, Rama George. Today, we're talking about jobs in sub-Saharan Africa. By 2050, Africa will be the only major region with a growing working age population, more than doubling to 1.3 billion people. That's 700 million more people from today. The youth population will also increase by 80%. By then, globally, one in three youth will be African. Creating enough jobs for everyone will for sure be challenging. This task is particularly difficult in Western and Central Africa, where informal employment dominates, representing over 80% of jobs. Critical sectors such as mining, energy, and agriculture, but also health and education, face challenges in finding qualified personnel. Earlier this month, we asked our young listeners to tell us what having a job means to them and why. Many of you answered our call, and we're so pleased to feature your voices, aspirations, and hopes on this special episode. To keep the pace of a growing population, African countries will need to create 1.5 million new jobs per month. Yes, you heard it right. This means 2.3 million jobs by 2055. The good news is that creating more and better jobs is at the heart of everything the World Bank does. By helping countries invest in education, infrastructure, healthcare, and food security, strengthen governance and business-enabling policies, and mobilize private capital. Starting with the education sector, it has launched several programs in Western and Central Africa to help young people develop important skills. In Northern Nigeria, the Gina Mata Gina Al Umma program provides girls and young women with both theoretical and practical digital skills to help them generate income where traditional job opportunities are limited. Meaning, building women empowering communities in Hausa, the program targets vulnerable groups, including those in internally displaced persons camps, survivors of gender-based violence, and young women facing economic hardship. So far, it has trained over 1,200 young women across six states, with many of them securing full-time jobs. We spoke with Joseph, who's a teacher from Ghana. He shared so much enthusiasm about his profession. Let's hear.
As a teacher, a good job is the passion for us to get up and go and make impact. With knowledge in the young ones who will be the future. It gives us passion, comfort, security. Teachers and students need to get the teaching and learning materials which will help them, and it should be accessible to everybody who is of school going age, especially in the rural areas. When you wake up in the morning, you should be passionate about going to make impact on the younger generations. Back in Ghana, we always say, as a teacher, your reward is in heaven. When I graduated, I had the opportunity of becoming a teacher, and I was so happy that young ones were being impacted by what I was doing. Teaching or education sector will also be a fine opportunity to explore. In that way, you don't even get stuck at one side, you get opened up, because teaching is something that cuts across all fields in the corporate world. So that was what inspired me to stay into the education sector for 10 years.
Aside from education, other sectors promise to offer job opportunities on a large scale. These are in infrastructure and energy, such as the Mission 300 initiative with the African Development Bank and other partners, but also in agribusiness, healthcare, tourism, and value-added manufacturing. The private sector, being the largest contributor to jobs in Africa, supporting entrepreneurs and businesses will be essential. In Sierra Leone, the firm PC is transforming onion farming, job creation, and food security with the support from the IFC, our private sector arm. Through this partnership, the company has 10 times higher yields, created more than 200 seasonal jobs, invested in schools, clinics, and in the communities. And now, both the IFC and PC are taking things to the next level with a loan to scale up operations. With that, Peggy shared her view on what a good job should do.
I've come to realize that a good job also offers purpose and growth. In Africa, where millions of young people are entering the workforce on a regular basis, a good job should empower individuals to support themselves and should contribute to their communities. A good job should feel value in society. It should respect workers, offer safe conditions, it should create a pathway for advancement. It's a foundation for hope, for self-reliance, and a long-term development.
Tourism and hospitality are also important for the economy of sub-Saharan Africa. They help bring money from other countries and create millions of jobs. By 2033, this industry could provide more than 18 million jobs. MIGA, the World Bank Group's guarantee platform, is supporting 17 hotel projects across 7 countries. Making sure that Africa's youth have access to jobs presents a major game-changing opportunity, especially with the advent of digital technologies and artificial intelligence, or AI. This is vital for the continent's economic and social development. We spoke with Darlington Akogo, the founder and CEO of Mino Health, an AI health tech company in Ghana. Here is what he shared with us.
In the health sector, doctors are supermen and superwomen. They've dedicated their lives to saving other lives. Using AI currently, it's a medical assistant. It works with the supervision of health workers. We get to a point where the AI system becomes even better. On the plus side, there are places in the world like Malawi where there is one doctor for every 50,000 people. Having an AI system that can be trusted to do a good job will save lives. But then what is the implication for other places where we have millions of health workers? We need to have this bridge where the AI system does what is good at analyzing and improving health, but then the doctors would ensure that everything runs smoothly. There's still a place for doctors, but we need to redefine what it means. We can never have enough of human connection. Having a doctor bring in that human connection is very essential. Doctors are usually overwhelmed and stressed, so the human connection element drops off as stress increases. If we can trust AI systems to do screening, diagnosis, treatment planning, and everything else, then we can have doctors establish more of a human touch with patients.
Yes, digital accessibility is also key, as Umar points out.
For me, a good job is more than just an income. It represents dignity, respect, inclusion, autonomy, and equal opportunities. A good job affirms my value as a capable contributor, not someone that should be sidelined or pitied. A good job ensures that the physical, digital, and attitudinal environment is accessible. This includes assistive devices, flexible working hours, and understanding colleagues that ensures that I perform my best without barriers.
How do we really land that amazing job? Susan has some ideas.
Simply meeting the criteria is no longer enough. The candidates who rise to the top are those who demonstrate excellence, innovation, and a clear personal brand. They are remarkable, not just qualified. They bring value that is visible, skills that are relevant, and a mindset that is adaptable. This could be true leadership, creativity, grades, or resilience. They set themselves apart. So if you're aiming for a good job in Africa, focus not just on being competent, but on being compelling. Be the one they remember.
According to Nathaniel, it also takes innovation and creativity.
I can confidently say that the secret ingredient in getting a good job is being more innovative, creative, or inventive. Your innovations will usher you into a better working space where the world needs you. It will provide an ambience where you feel needed the most.
But we took advice from the experts in the field. We spoke with Hilda Nimocheku, who's the managing director of Joburman Ghana, a company that connects qualified candidates with verified employers. She shared this perspective when we asked her, what is the secret ingredient to a good job?
If I had to name one secret ingredient, it will be intentionality. In today's African job market, there are opportunities out there, but you have to be deliberate. Be intentional about what you want, how you prepare, the skills you require, and how you present yourself. Networking, continuous learning, and adaptability are also critical. So, to every young African listening, don't just job hunt, be strategic. Know your strength, build your personal brand, and don't wait for the perfect opportunity. Create it.
You've heard it. Landing a good job is about being intentional, being distinct, building your own brand, and networking. As we wrap up, Danielle sums up what a good job should be like.
To me, a good job is one that brings pride, not just to you, but to those who raised you. I remember that my mother ran a small store. Every shelf, every item carefully arranged, every coin accounted for. Her work was honest, relentless, and full of heart. Watching her, I learned that a good job isn't about luxury. It is about stability, dignity, and the chance to build something of your own. Her work didn't come with applause, but it came with purpose. A good job means waking up and knowing you're building something that matters to yourself and to others. It is not about titles. It is about having freedom to dream, to grow, to stand tall without compromising who you really are. It supports your future without erasing your past. The strength of my mom taught me that a good work isn't just what you do. It is what you become through it.
I'm Rama George, and you've been listening to a special episode of the People First podcast featuring the views and aspiration of young people from across Western and Central Africa about jobs. On behalf of the production team, thank you for taking part in our call for ideas on this topic. We truly enjoyed listening to all of you. While this episode is coming to an end, we will be back to feature many more voices. You can stay connected by following us on your favorite podcast platform. If you haven't yet, subscribe, rate, and review us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and BankMondiale.org. Yes, some of our episodes are also in French. We welcome your feedback. Share your thoughts, comments, and suggestions for future topics by emailing us at peoplefirstpodcast@worldbank.org. You can even send us a voice memo and we might feature it on the program just like we did. Don't forget to tell us your name and where you're writing from. Join us next time for another episode of People First. On behalf of the production team, thank you again for listening.